blogtalkradio.com. You can interact with the show by calling 760-888-5749 or use the hashtag PWPRadio on Twitter. Here are your hosts, Jay Leno and Will TLD Vapidez.
What's up, everybody? PWP Radio episode number 35 right here live from the one, the only, the Jersey Shore. Yes, I don't know if you heard it, but Prince Harry was here today. He was over there at Seaside Heights with the governor, good old Governor Christie. Just lost 40 pounds. Congratulations to him, but I don't really care about that. This is a wrestling show, so we're going to talk professional wrestling tonight and most of all the controversial topics within the world of pro wrestling. A lot of controversy has been going on the last week, 2 weeks, just tons of stuff to talk about. I've been away for a couple weeks. I'm sorry about that. Anybody who listens to the show to listen for me, which I don't know if you do, I don't know if you don't, I don't really care. But I haven't been around. I was in Washington, D.C., taking care of some business 2 weeks in a row, unfortunately, but that is over with. That's in the past. We're hopefully going to get back on schedule, keep moving forward with PWP Radio, and all the additional shows right here on the network. Tomorrow night, Oh You Didn't Know, will come to you live, 9 p.m., talking about the news and rumors in the wrestling business, some independent wrestling promotions, NXT, some different kind of stuff. We're going to have a brand new Oh You Didn't Know setup, and that will start tomorrow night. Also, make sure you listen to the Spoilers Podcast every week right here on the PWP Radio Network. And one of our newest shows, that's Pro Wrestling Obsession Live, that will come to you every Friday night at 9 p.m. PWO Live features Rick Craig from the Pro Wrestling Obsession Facebook group, and he likes to focus on independent wrestling, the type of wrestling that you might not see on an everyday basis. He has on the type of wrestlers that you might not get to interact with or get to listen to on a daily basis, but you get to find out a little bit from him on Friday nights. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, etc. ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com is where you want to be. I'll have some new articles coming up in the next day or two on the website. That's been slow as well. It's just life, man. Life gets in the way. Life gets kind of busy. And wrestling, you know, it's supposed to be fun. Wrestling's a hobby. Wrestling's something that I'm not trying to make my living off of. So, you know, it's a good time had by all. And that's what this is all about. But we got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to bring in one of my co-hosts. I'm going to bring in my main man, who will also be one of our new hosts for the Oh You Didn't Know show, since Seth has kind of left PWP Radio. But, Toph, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jay? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm kind of battling a little bit of a heartburn issue, just eating too much spicy food. I got to cut down. And, you know, just normal everyday aches and pains of hitting the gym and clanging and banging on a daily basis. But other than that, I am A-OK, and I'm ready to talk some controversy tonight. There's been a lot of controversy, huh, man?
Yeah, man, a lot of stuff. I was actually very late on this Austin Aries Christie Hemme situation, and I was embarked in a very intense debate a few hours ago on the Wrestling Roundtable page, and a lot of things were said. But, yeah, a lot of controversy stuff going on. It just lets me know that we are clearly not in the days of old where controversial stuff happened every day and nobody cared.
Yeah, it's definitely not like that anymore, and we'll get into that tonight. And I'll also bring in my other co-host, my main man, Mr. TLD, Will Vapidez.
TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm cuddly. I'm cute. I'm a champion. What I do. You get to lay on TLD. Why everything, damn it? I'm TLD.
TLD, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. It's been one heck of a weekend for me, as you know. I'm sitting here right now with my birthday cake and some Fruity Pebbles.
Happy birthday, TLD, bro. What are you now, like 36, 37, something like that?
It is the 7th anniversary of my 21st birthday.
Okay. Oh, you're 28. That's right. 28.
Yeah, very
congratulations. Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Yeah,
you made it. You made it to 28,
yeah, man.
I didn't think you'd make it that far.
I don't know, man. But even bigger news, you know, today is my last day in my house. I'm moving to my apartment tomorrow. So another big step in my life, moving on, and being in the same house for 25 years, and it's kind of an emotional night for me. So I'm here to be with you guys to take away from the pain.
Moving on up. Well, this might be a little painful tonight, and we're going to have a great topic, great debate, great discussion. I'm going to bring in my main man, JCD John, who is the host of the Oh You Didn't Know radio show on tomorrow night. Once again, John, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's doing? Sorry about that, getting disconnected. Damn BQE is terrible for cell phone service, so what's doing?
Nothing. Nobody even knew about that, bro. I didn't even bring it until now. But let's kick this thing off on a hot topic. I know you brought up Harry's before, and we'll get to that. But I want to talk a little bit about what happened with Jay Briscoe last week. And not just Jay Briscoe, but equality and homosexuality and this entire thing where, you know, gay marriage is a hotbed topic. It really is. And I don't care, you know, what you think about it. It does. Everybody has their own opinion, and that's fine. I'm totally cool with that. But in professional wrestling, there seems to be kind of a negative connotation in certain aspects. When a guy like Jay Briscoe, who's a world champion, comes out and voices his opinion. And let me tell you what, that was his opinion, what he said. But all around, this has been an issue for a long time. We've discussed this in other platforms. I know there was a Wrestling Roundtable show about this that we talked about. And if you look back to wrestling, this homosexuality thing has been going on within the context of the storyline for just years and years and years, whether you want to go back to Goldust, go back even further to somebody like Gorgeous George, who, you know, obviously he wasn't a homosexual, but he kind of came off that way within his character, and it was a little bit implied, I would say. And then you talk about a guy like Chris Kanyon, who, you know, he came out of the closet and kind of sued WWE, threatened to sue WWE about them firing him because he was homosexual, which I don't think was the case at all. But now you got Jay Briscoe, who made some really, really controversial comments. And I just want to talk about this first and get your guys' individual takes on it. He's the world champion of Ring of Honor. He's been one of their flag bearers for many, many years, since pretty much the beginning, since 2003 or whatever. And I'll kick it over to TLD first. Now, are you familiar with Jay Briscoe's comments, or do you need me to repeat them at all?
Well, why don't we, in case people have not heard them, why don't we say what the comment is so that way the audience knows, just in case they don't.
All right, good idea. Okay, so last week, Delaware Senate, they passed a bill that allowed same-sex marriage, okay, and New Jersey has that, and a lot of states do. A lot of states are jumping on board with that, and that's cool. But to quote Jay Briscoe in his tweets, and his Twitter is now deleted, so this is what he said, and I quote, The Delaware Senate passed a bill yesterday that allows same-sex couples to get married. If that makes you happy, then congratulations. He goes on to the next tweet. Try and teach my kids that there's nothing wrong with that, and I'll fucking shoot you. End quote. So Jay Briscoe, you know, that's his opinion, I guess. That's the way he looks at the topic. I don't necessarily agree with the way he said it on Twitter in a public platform, but I want to hear what you think, TLD. And I want to hear what you think, too, if you're listening. So give us a call anytime at 760-888-5749. But, TLD, let's hear your opinion on this topic.
Right. And before I get to that, though, one plug you forgot is that we are going to be doing an Extreme Rules post-show as well with me as your host for this pay-per-view. So I just wanted to make sure you got that out there because you totally forgot about it.
I was going to get it later, but that's fine.
Okay, but I just wanted to say it now, and it's sponsored by Fruity Pebbles. But yep, moving on to this topic, yes, there are people out there who demonstrate in the streets publicly as well how they feel about same-sex marriage. That's obvious, too. You know, people do it every day, and everywhere all over the world, they're anti-gay marriage. It happens all the time. It is becoming more acceptable today, which is great. You know, and I'm Catholic, and of course, in my religion, it's not acceptable to have same-sex marriage. Now, to me, I really don't mind. It doesn't make a difference if you're gay or not, you know. But the way you present your facts or reason why you don't approve of that can be done professionally. And the way he did it, he used a platform that, you know, a lot of people will can see more of, and I just think that there's just a reason, there's just something very wrong with the way he came off with it. I mean, there are better ways to do it than the way he did it, and that's the point you brought up. You know, so
absolutely.
I mean, and his brother's a world champion right now in Ring of Honor. I mean, now it makes the Briscoe name look bad. It's just the whole name, even his brother.
Well, he's the world champion. Jay Briscoe is
the
world champion.
I apologize.
Yes, he is.
I forget. So that makes it even worse then. Okay.
Yeah, he did come out at a show over the weekend. And no, he didn't come out. I said that wrong. He didn't come out.
No, that's totally wrong.
he was in the ring at a show over the weekend, and he apologized for his comments. Now, whether it was just saving face or not, it doesn't really matter. I think his apology speaks loud and clear to me in the wrestling world that, you know, he fucked up, he made a mistake, and he's apologetic for it. However, if that's your opinion, like if you ask me my opinion on it, I will straight up tell you what my opinion is. If you ask me, if you want to know my opinion, I will tell you. If you don't want to know my opinion, I'm keeping it to myself. You know what I mean? I'm not going to come out on the radio and just give you my opinion on what I think without somebody asking me. Because, yeah, it's like I understand what he's saying. Don't get me wrong. I get the message in a sense he was trying to get across, but he used the wrong words and just did not do it in the proper platform or setting. You know what I mean? And that's where I really have the issue with it. Toph, what are your feelings on Jay Briscoe's comments last week?
He was an idiot. As a world champion, you represent your company. And how you make your company look reflects that. So he didn't think about that. He's entitled to his opinion. But you don't make those kind of tweets when you're the world champion. I mean, Ring of Honor in general is really not in a good state right now. And it's just really unfortunate that they finally got attention, but in such a negative platform. And, you know, he realized what he said was wrong, but it just seemed very forced. And when he did apologize, it was kind of at a very small house show. It wasn't like it was a live show or a show that's going to be on one of Ring of Honor's tapings or nothing. When I was a kid, I went to a WCW Saturday night taping. My father got me some backstage passes, and one of the openers, or I think it was a dark match, it was Glacier and Ernest the Cat Miller against Mortis and that other guy whose name I can't remember. I can't remember his name. It was like this. Raph, there you go. That was his name. Yeah, and yeah. Mortis scared me when I was a kid, you know, because he looked like something off a Mortal Kombat game. And after the show, you know, I went backstage with my dad, and when I saw Mortis, I was so scared. But then he took off his mask, and I saw it was Chris Kanyon, who I didn't know he was Chris Kanyon. I didn't know his name or whatever. But when he took off his mask, I was surprised. And, you know, he took a picture with me, and we talked for a bit. And he was really friendly, and he was really nice. And I always remember Chris Kanyon. Then years later, he came out, and you know, at first I was shocked, but then I realized just because his sexual preference was different, it didn't change who he was as a performer. So as far as gay marriage and all that stuff goes, I don't really care as far as wrestling goes. I don't care what your sexuality is. As long as you perform in the ring, I'll support you. And I just thought that Jay Briscoe was really out of line for his comments. And as a world champion, I expect better. I'm very disappointed in Jay Briscoe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a sensitivity issue. It's more or less, you know, he did something completely stupid, completely out of line, and it was just absolutely pointless. Obviously, he's from Sandy Fork, Delaware, and my take on it is, and I'll give you a little bit of my opinion before I kick it over to John and hear his thoughts. I feel like, yes, I wouldn't want people to be teaching my children that it's okay, that it's, you know, natural or whatever. Leave that up to me. You know, let me teach my kids that. If my child is curious about homosexuality or whatever the case may be, ask me the question and I will address it. I don't want the sexual nature of it being talked about in schools. And I think that's what Jay Briscoe was trying to say. Obviously, he said it the wrong way and we'll continually say that. But that's my take on it. You know, don't teach it within the school. And, yeah, but there's no reason to be violent or show violence in any way, shape, or form. John, we do have a caller on the line. I'll get to you in a second, 256. Just hang in there. But, John, your thoughts on Jay Briscoe and the way he conveyed his message to the world.
You actually just took exactly what I was going to say, especially as a new father. You know what? When it comes to stuff like that, when the time comes, let me talk to my son about that. Let me give him, you know, facts, information, and then I'll let him make his decisions in his life. If, you know, the thing that gets me most with Briscoe wasn't so much the first part of the tweet, it was the last thing with the whole, you know, teach my son that and I'll fucking shoot you. Like, really? Like, that's what you need to put out there? Especially with what has gone on the last 6 months in schools? You're going to talk about going into, you know, shooting a teacher or shit like that? Like, that's where it's like, you know, dude, listen, you know, you feel about it one way, you feel about it another way, personally, that's your right. But to go that route, it's like, yeah, like Tope said, he's an idiot. And, you know, it's bad. And, you know, for Ring of Honor, it's terrible. And, you know, for even for both of them, I think Will said it, the name is tarnished. Mark is just as fucked as Jay is. And there's been, you know, there's been talks about maybe them being on WWE's radar, that's done. You know, and at the end of the day, that no one's to blame but himself. And ROH is not acting on it other than, like, suspending him or anything like that. Just shows, that I think the apology was forced.
Oh, I think it was, too. There's no doubt about it that somebody said to him, hey, Jay, man, you better go out there and apologize. He was probably like, yo, fuck that. Fuck all them, you know, motherfuckers and shit. Because that's, you know, I'm sure, in a sense, when he tweeted that, he wasn't in Jay Briscoe character. That's probably the way he actually thinks. And once again, that, in my mind, is okay. If you want to think like that, go ahead. That's your right to think like that. But don't go out there in a public forum and express it. You know, if he was forced, you know, I sure hope that his brother probably went to him and said, yo, man, you better apologize for this. Somebody knocked some sense into him, because regardless if it was forced or not forced, I bet your ass that he's sorry in one way or another, whether it's, you know, coming from the heart or not. He's sorry for sure. And let's go to the caller. We got the old 256 area code on the line. 256, you're on the air with PWP Radio. What's your name? Where you from, man?
Hey, man. I'm Matthew, a.k.a. DeMarc. And I just wanted to... I'm just calling to give my two cents on it. Like, he was just in this day and age, man, it's 2013. Saying stuff like that is just idiotic and freaking stupid. And as far as, you know, leaving it, as far as him threatening to kill people for trying to teach his kids, come on, really? Like, Einstein once said, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be kept cheap by understanding. And how are the kids supposed to understand, you know? Because I can guarantee you that his kids ain't going to get a non, you know, his kids ain't going to, like, be like, oh, you know, being gay is cool. No, I have a feeling Jay Briscoe's going to shove, you know, hatred down their throats because, you know, I can just pay by the frequent tweets. And, you know, I kind of found out when I read that tweet, you know, that playing the inbred redneck just isn't a gimmick, it seems. But, yeah, you know, I come from the South. I hear this crap all the time. And to me, stuff like that is what's, he shouldn't, like, I think there should be more than a severe punishment for him than, you know, just making him apologize, or especially since, you know, he just apologized, as Tuff said, at a little bitty house show and not, like, on Ring of Honor's main show or whatever, and he should be stripped, you know, and of the title and probably just go back to the tag team division for a while until this blows over. I'm not saying fire the man, because he'll never make mistakes, but definitely he deserves more punishment than just being forced to apologize.
Well, you got to understand this, too, man, is like, when I said Jay Briscoe's sorry, or he's going to be sorry, that means there's no chance he's making it to WWE anymore. That's not going to happen. He's going to be freaking chicken farming for the rest of his damn life now. And it was just because of this stupid comment. Like, I would be completely, utterly shocked if WWE or TNA has any interest in this guy whatsoever if they did previously. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to make a great living in Ring of Honor. You know, I guarantee you I could call some former Ring of Honor wrestlers and get them on the line, and they will admit that right here, right now. But that's the thing, man, and you made some good points there. You know, whether or not within the household, like I was saying, you know, let me teach my kid that. Well, Jay Briscoe is going to probably teach his kid no, man, you can't be doing that shit. That's disgusting, whatever the case may be, you know, quoting him. And in my mind, that's okay. You know what I mean? If he wants to teach his son that, you got to remember, it's his son.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to instill whatever kind of morals he wants. Whether it's right or wrong, that's up to your own opinion. You know, that's always a debatable topic. But who knows? Like, if a teacher is going to take that responsibility within the classroom, some classroom in Delaware, how do I know what the hell that teacher thinks sexually? You know what I mean? That teacher could be God knows what, you know? That's why I would always want it to be my responsibility and not the responsibility of the teacher. The teacher should be teaching my son about Benjamin Franklin, not about fucking, you know, what's right or wrong in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
All right.
But, hey, thanks for calling, brother.
Mm-hmm. No problem, man.
I appreciate
man.
It.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep doing a good job on the Facebook page, too, dude. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh, no problem.
All right, peace, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know, he had a good take on it, and in a way, I agree with what the Mark said there, and, you know, it's just kind of, it's a touchy subject across the board, and that's where it comes into the history of wrestling with, you know, the homosexuality and stuff. Like, everybody can go back to Pat Patterson. There were jokes upon jokes live on the air on Monday Night Raw for years about Pat Patterson's sexuality coming from Jim Ross. I don't know if you caught them or not. Even from Mick Foley. I know Mick Foley would bust them out all the time. And there was a lot of controversy in the 90s about Pat Patterson and how he handled certain employees and whatnot. But I'm going to kick this over to Will first. I got another question, man. Do you think that your sexual preference within the professional wrestling business holds weight in whether you get a job or you don't get a job, or whether you move forward and get a push or whether you don't move forward and get a push?
I mean, that depends on the views of the company. You know, I think a company like WWE would not ever put that into consideration just because they're the WWE. You know, they don't have they have a responsibility to an audience to, you know, not only be family friendly, but also, you know, they don't have to make the character, even if he's bisexual or he's, you know, gay or anything, the character doesn't have to reflect what he is. And most of the time they don't. You know, we're in the day today where you're not really, you know, you're a different character than who you really are. Where back in the day in the 90s, you could be whatever you wanted to be, and there was no stereotype. And Goldust was the first, to me, the first stereotype where you saw a man and a man interact with each other like that, you know. And honestly, it's probably one of the most memorable characters you remember, you know. So honestly, it doesn't matter, you know, Goldust did that for money, but he's not really like that, you know. He just did it for the money thing. So if it's someone who's gay and is planning to become a professional wrestler, you know, they can either use that to their advantage if they want, or they could just keep it to themselves and then just keep, you know, trying to become a better professional wrestler, because that's, in the end of the day, what you want to do. But your sexual preference should not ever matter, you know, unless you want to make that happen. That's your responsibility as, you know, should I tell the company, should I not? Should I use it in my character, should I not? You know, that's up to the person.
Well, that also brings me to a little tie-in here, and that is in the NBA, basketball center Jason Collins recently came out as the first active gay professional athlete in America in like the four major sports when you're talking, you know, basketball, baseball, football, hockey. And he's currently not signed to a team, but he did play last season, and he plans on playing again. And there's a lot of talk within the basketball world and within the sports world in general whether or not he's going to get a contract now, based off of this announcement he just had that he is, in fact, homosexual. Now, I don't think it should matter, personally. I think if he's got a spot on your team, if you feel like you can use this guy's talents to your advantage, sign him. But within that realm of sport, you're bringing in also a lot of media. You're bringing in a lot of topics. It's like the Tim Tebow thing, different type of story. Teams do not want to bring in Tim Tebow because of the media attention he will attract. That same thing might happen with Jason Collins in the NBA, and that could happen also in the professional wrestling world if there's an openly gay professional wrestler. Say, for instance, let's come up with an example here, that freaking, who's the guy? Let's talk about Adam Cole, okay? No offense to Adam Cole. I think he's awesome. But I know he's on WWE's radar, has some physicals, might be signing soon. What if tomorrow he comes out of the closet and says he's gay? You know? Would that change WWE's point of view on whether to sign the guy or not? Toph, what do you think?
Yeah. It would affect how they look at him. That's just how it is in the workplace. I think unless you put a certain amount of work in, you know, and pay your dues, yeah, you know, it's always going to be weird. It's like, you know, when you have a jail record and you go into a new job and, you know, the person, the manager is kind of giving you the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, when you go in with a jail record, people's always going to give you that look, especially people that aren't used to it. You know, Orlando Jordan, he had a long reign as U.S. champion. I believe he was United States champion for, I think, 174 days. And he had the U.S. title back when the mid-card scene in SmackDown meant something. And you guys talked about it earlier, Goldust, you know, all the stuff that Goldust was doing was great. And, you know, he had a good mid-card run. But the thing about those two guys was neither one of them won the big one. And they were never even considered in that main event scene. They were just kind of stuck in the same place. I think it matters.
Matter?
I think,
I mean,
it does.
I mean, how many people have said they've never been a world champion, yet they're remembered for, you know, their wrestling and their character, you know, and you could say Mr. Perfect, Owen Hart, Goldust, they never won the big one, but yet they're remembered just like as much as Goldust is remembered.
I understand that, but I still think the gimmick and the whole, you know, flamboyant thing was one of the reasons why it never happened. I don't think that era was ready for it.
Well, according to Linda Hogan, Hulk was banging Brutus the Barber for years, and Hulk was a multiple-time world champion. So, you know, I don't think that holds any merit. When that's true,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But I think, you know what? I honestly think WWE, let's say WWE, for example, I think they would be hesitant. They'd either be hesitant to do it to attract the media attention, or knowing Vince McMahon, and knowing the way he's wanted to attract media attention in the past, look back in the day when they did the hot lesbian action angle, you know, that, or the Billy and Chuck angle. You know, that was stirring up all kinds of stuff within regular media. And that's what wrestling always wants. They always want to be involved in the normal media because, obviously, let's face it, it's not. It's kind of like the bastard child of entertainment. And if there was an openly gay professional wrestler, I think WWE would probably jump at the opportunity to sign him. I don't think it would make a difference. John, what do you think?
I agree with you 100%. I don't think Vince would shy away from it for a couple of reasons. Number one, like you said, the media attention. But number two, you know what? What if, you know, like you said, you used Adam Cole as an example. Adam Cole enters the process, passes his physical, which is supposedly the big thing to get through with WWE, and then all of a sudden has his offer pulled because he comes out and says he's gay. You know what the lawsuit would be with that? You know, so yeah, I think for multiple reasons, I definitely think it wouldn't be an issue for Vince.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to look at it. There's also, you can look at the angle if somebody comes out while under WWE contract. If a guy who's on TV right now, throw another name out there. Let's say the Big Show. Let's get extreme here. Let's say the Big Show. Let's say he comes out and says, yeah, you know, all these years I've been hiding it, and I'm actually a bear in the bedroom. I'm a big gay bear, whatever. Let's say that's Big Show. Does that affect his status within the company? Does he all of a sudden have a gimmick change? Does he all of a sudden, you know, personality change when it comes to on-air? That's the type of thing that I'm wondering about. I just wonder if WWE faces that kind of situation, how will they react? And it's something that I wouldn't be surprised if it happens sometime in the future. I'm not saying near future. I'm saying tomorrow. But I think it's going to be an issue at some point in time, and we'll just have to wait and see. But,
I think the thing that concerns me about it is WWE, you know, they mainly cater to a PG audience, a lot of kids. They do a lot of, you know, they do a lot of different events where kids go to, and they also have the anti-bully campaign. And at the same time, many people out there, I don't want to get too political, but many people out there that are, you know, against gay equal rights, our parents, and they don't appreciate that type of stuff being taught in school. They don't want their kids near that. So if a WWE superstar realistically came out, like if a top guy like a Big Show or someone like that came out and became gay, would that affect that in the terms of what if that superstar went to a school to talk to kids? I do believe that there would be some parents that would be like, no, you're not talking to my child. I do think some parents would be that. I think that's kind of messed up, but that's what worries me. It seems like because the PG thing contradicts what a lot of these conservative families out there think. And it's just one of those really deep, touchy topics because, you know, if you have a family, you know, if you're a father and you have your own child, or if your mom, you have your own child, then you might understand where I'm coming from. But if you don't have a kid, you're probably like, yeah, whatever, not worried about it. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. You want to be sure of what your children are watching on TV, what kind of content. I know for damn sure that if I had a kid right now that was, say, like 8, 9 years old, and I was watching Monday Night Raw with that kid each and every week, I'd be hesitant at a couple of the things you see on the show. Not necessarily in today's day and age, but WWE tends to be controversial at times, and they never jump the gun to actually get that kind of controversy going. So, yeah, you make a great point with that. TLD, I'm going to throw it back to you. Any final comments on gay equality when it comes to professional wrestling?
Now, if I remember correctly, I read an article some point today or yesterday that there was one gentleman who was a professional wrestler that did come out and admit that he was, like, the first, like, gay professional wrestler. Did anybody recall that?
Yeah, it was Canyon. It was Chris
Canyon.
No. There was someone today or recently, but before Canyon. Not even before Canyon. I would say, like, today, right now, someone that's actually wrestling in the business that admit that they're gay and they're actively in the business. Right now, I heard something about it. I'm not too sure if I'm right or wrong, but I thought I did remember hearing someone talk about it. You know, and like I said, that is their choice. Either you can keep it private, or you can allow it to go out, and either you can use it part of your character, or you don't. But it's your decision, you know, as a person to say, if I'm openly going to be gay, or I'm openly going to be straight, you know, and if you decide to change your mind and it's going to affect, this isn't just professional wrestling, this is the work industry. You know, it's the same situation with anybody who wants to get a job. You know, how, you know, certain companies might have certain feelings, even though they say they don't, they'll have certain feelings on hiring certain people. You know, so every company, no matter if it's TNA, Ring of Honor, you know, WWE, Apple, Windows, anybody, whoever company it is, there are always going to be those controversial things, and that's going to be the way it is. But today, compared back in the past, it's more acceptable, which is a good thing. So we're moving in a right direction as far as, you know, same-sex marriage, I think, in my opinion.
That's for sure, yes. This country is evolving in a positive way. There's no doubt about that. Regardless of what you think about the topic, you know, give me a break. If you're just going to be just going to thump your Bible, whatever the hell it says in that,
say your prayers
about it. Yeah, whatever. Do whatever you want to do, but there's no question about it that the country is moving forward in a positive direction. Phil, your final comments on this topic that we've been discussing.
No, I don't have any final comments. I think we've touched everything.
All right. How about you, John? Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, same thing. I'm with you guys 100% on it. I'm ready to move on past it.
All right, well, there we go. If anybody's got any comments or questions on what we just discussed, and that was Jay Briscoe and the whole gay inequality thing as it pertains to professional wrestling, give us a call at 760-888-5749 or shoot me a tweet at TW Our House. And right now we're going to move on to another hot topic right now in professional wrestling, and that is what transpired last week on TNA Impact. Now, if you didn't see it, I saw it clear as day, and I kind of shook my head at it, and I said, wow, that was weird. That was weird and kind of awkward. And sure, everybody makes mistakes on a daily basis. Hell, I made a mistake today. I made a mistake last night. You know, everybody makes mistakes. But Christy Hemme, if you didn't know, she's the announcer for TNA, and some music hit. Happened to be Austin Aries' theme music. And Christy Hemme announced the team of Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. She kind of announced them as bad influence. Now, Austin Aries was obviously not happy about it. You saw the look in his face, kind of pointed to the ring, saw Bobby Roode. He didn't look happy about it in his face. But when Austin Aries got to the ring, a little bit of, however you want to say what it was a little bit of bullying, in my opinion, because it wasn't something that was staged. It wasn't a part of the show. It's obvious that the girl just made a mistake. But what he did is he trapped Christy Hemme in the corner and went to the second rope to do his pose for the crowd and literally stuck his crotch right in her face. Like I said, weird, awkward. I don't think the guy should be fired for it, but I do think it was kind of unnecessary. I know it's professional wrestling and that kind of over-the-top shit happens all the time, but I just thought it was weird and awkward, and that's kind of my take on it in general. Will, what were your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, I talked about it a little bit to some people, you know, and in a way, it's the character of Austin Aries also doing it, you know, but I'm sure he did it because he thought it was funny because, well, hey, since you fucked up, you know, your job, I'm just going to make you pay for it, and that's the way he reacted to do it. Now, is it wrong? Now, I didn't really notice it, like, at first. Like, I was like, oh, that's wrong. You know, I really didn't notice it because I was looking at Austin Aries, the character, not the person when he did it. Because I've done some stuff in the ring, too, that could be controversial, you know, in some ways. But I never got called out on it because they thought, well, it's part of the character, you know, that I'm playing. You know, so when you see something like that, like to me, when I was a heel, I don't think much about that. But there's a lot of people who are, I guess, who are not in my position and would see that as cruel. You know, now at the end of the day, it was cruel because obviously it was not planned, you know, and obviously she was pretty upset about it. So it's wrong. You know, I don't know if there's obviously going to be some repercussions. It's obviously been stated that there's going to be some kind of repercussions on him, but he is one of the most talented people on the show. So there's going to be people like, oh, well, he's just being a heel. But there's a lot of other people who are going to say, well, that was wrong, and that's not really the right thing to do. And it's not, but, you know, coming from a wrestler standpoint, you know, from it, to me, I thought he was just playing a heel character.
I see it differently because look at, if you go back in time, and also think about this too, Christy Hemme hasn't been announcing for that long. She's only been at it for, what, a couple years maybe, 2-3 years, if that. And
that's a while, dude.
Back,
I mean,
she's been doing it since 2011.
Okay, yeah, it's been like 2 years she's been doing the ring announcing. And I know she was like a backstage announcer or whatever, but if you go back to the WWE, and I'm always going to go back to WWE because they are the benchmark, they are the excellence in professional wrestling when it comes to success. Lillian Garcia, back in the 90s, when the Attitude Era, the late 90s, early 2000s, Attitude Era was running rampant like crazy. She made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake on Monday Night Raw, each and every week. I never saw that happen to her, not once. You know, there comes a time where you got to say, listen, this is a job. It's a job. That's what it is. Like, I can't go to work, and if, you know, somebody at my work, a female, makes a mistake, I'm not going to stick my crotch in her face. I'm not going to do something sexual like that. And that's how I saw it. I thought it was weird. You know what I mean? Like, I get if he's going to say something to her. I guess he's going to laugh at her. Maybe even make fun of her a little bit. But I just thought it was weird, you know? Chris,
it could be interpreted as weird. But, you know, we've seen times that William Garcia's gotten, you know, a beer bath and all that, and the superstars are just joking around. You know, even on air or live, you've seen that happen. In this case,
yeah, but
I think Austin may have thought it was funny, but obviously it was not. So that's where I think that his intentions wasn't to rub a crotch in his face. I think he was just kind of poking fun at her, but it backfired on him, basically.
But if there's a big difference between a beer bash with Stone Cold that's obviously set up, or if, like, you know, Mr. McMahon...
We don't know that.
Or Mr. McMahon crawls between Lillian's legs to cover his bald head, and Bobby Lashley pulls her skirt off. You know, that's part of the storyline. That's something that's planned to happen. I guarantee you 100% that Christy Hemme, and she was mad about it. She was upset. She tweeted about it. I guarantee you that she was upset about it. I understand that that professional wrestling, a lot of people want it to be like edgy and different. But this to me wasn't edgy and different. It was just kind of stupid. Tulse, let's go to you real quick. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Oh, first off, I don't want to get into a debate or anything, but Triple H actually bullied Lillian all the time a few years ago. In fact, there is one particular show where he called Lillian, he said that she had a horse nose or something like that. He consistently bullied Lillian. When he did bully her, it was never on TV. It was like during the commercial breaks. And Mick Foley, he would make a lot of tweets about it. This was like after Mick Foley had left TNA and before he had kind of really went back to WWE. And he made a lot of insults. I remember there was one particular show, I can't remember, it was like that time when there was a really bad volcano eruption. They were like in the UK and like half the roster wasn't even there. And like Triple H came out, he opened the show and he did this long promo and he just completely just made a lot of unnecessary jokes. And I was offended that Triple H made all those jokes about Lillian and nobody got on him for it. But that's just a separate rant. As far as Christy goes, she sucks. She's been botching for some time now. I remember one of Aries' first matches when he came back in TNA. Christy was doing commentary, and she was like, introducing first, all the way from, it's Austin Aries. Like, all the way from where? Like, she didn't even say where he was from. She botches all the time. How do you get Christopher Daniels and Aries mixed up? They don't look the same. Their in-ring styles are the same. Their music sounds completely different. How do you work at this company and you just get them confused? That's like me working for WWE and they play Randy Orton's theme song. And I'm like, introducing John Cena. How do you get John Cena and Randy Orton? That makes you look like an idiot. Aries did what any heel would do. He just improvised. What Aries did was exactly what Rick Rude would have done. It's exactly what Ric Flair would have done. It's exactly what Triple H would have done. Only difference is Aries doesn't have the pull that any of those guys had. As far as putting his crotch in her face, it's not like he did a teabagging motion. All he did was just do his normal pose, and he just ribbed her for it. It's what she gets. She sucks. She had one job, and she can't even do that. It offends me that she's the highest paid knockout. She's completely useless. I have no respect for Christy Hemme, and she needs to get fired. Screw her.
All right. That was a rant.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
We know his opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. John, your rebuttal, because I know you're on the other side of the fence.
Shit. Here's the deal. And, you know, if we crucified every TNA announcer that made a mistake, no one would be left. Because there's a video on YouTube of how bad Taz sucks. So to sit there and say it's her fault for making the mistake, that's, you know, I'm not with that. As far as what Aries did, I don't agree with it. I understand kind of the whole healing it up, and it's a rib, and it's that. That's fine. But you know where Aries, to me, went too far? When he went on Twitter and started mocking it. That right there, you could have let this die, and he didn't. And now the interesting part's going to come. Someone from Spike, one of the executives from Spike, says there's going to be consequences, and they're going to be public. And little goopy girl, Dixie, tweeted right after that, oh, the situation's been handled internally, and it will not be tolerated. There's going to be a problem between Spike and Dixie about how this is going to be handled, and I can't wait to see how this erupts. And that and the fact that Aries tweeted about it, mocking it, is going to be what's going to make this worse for Aries. Other than if he would have just did it and let it go.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there 100%, John. Austin Aries, you know, he's always been kind of this arrogant prick of a guy. Like, I've met him before and stuff. And he was like, I can attest that Jay Briscoe is a really nice dude. I was really intimidated by him the first time I met him. But I introduced myself like you're always supposed to do when you're backstage at a show. You always want to introduce yourself to everybody. Introduced myself to Jay Briscoe, and he was fucking cool as hell, man. He asked me if I wanted a shot at Jack Daniels. This is after he went on. But he was cool, man. And I talked to him at another Ring of Honor show backstage, and he was totally cool. Austin Aries, on the other hand, was not so cool. I've met him a couple times backstage, and he was just kind of very standoffish, and I think that's just the way he is. He's arrogant. He's cocky. I'm a big fucking fan of him, though, especially in the ring. I think he's a fantastic wrestler. I think he's awesome. But there's a big difference where, like, Triple H is on the microphone ribbing Lillian because Lillian, you know, for years sucked on the mic, and who knows? You don't know if, like, he went over that with Lillian and said, hey, Lillian, I'm going to rib you tonight or something like that, or, you know, gave her a little nudge. I'm sure positive that Austin Aries didn't tell Chrissy Hemme or the creative or Bruce Pritchard or whoever didn't tell Chrissy Hemme to purposely botch the introduction just so Aries could crotch face her. You know what I mean? What if Jeremy Borash was doing the introduction and he botched it? There's always that possibility. What if JB did that? What's he going to do? Is he going to go up and is he going to crotch is Austin Aries going to crotch Jeremy Borash? Or, you know, and you also got to look at the way Bobby Roode reacted. Why didn't Bobby Roode, like, get behind Chrissy Hemme and try to give it to her doggy style in the middle of the ring, you know? Why didn't he give her the old Ravishing Rick Roode since you brought him up? You know what I mean? Bobby Roode reacted in the way he should have reacted. He looked disappointed. He kind of, you know, gave her a little look and a point. But he didn't do anything sexual towards her. And that's the way I saw it. I saw Austin Aries. And I saw it live before any of this talk even started. And my exact instinct was, uh-oh, that was stupid. Because it's just the day and age. If that happened in 1998, although it didn't happen in WCW or WWE, on camera or whatever, I don't think it did anyway, it could have, but I don't remember it happening. If that kind of thing happened, I'm sure there wouldn't be the same type of talk about it back then. It's just not proper conduct within the work environment in any way, shape, or form. And if what John said was true, and we just lost John for a minute, I'm sure he'll call back, but if what he said was true about a Spike executive saying there will be repercussions and dumbass Dixie coming back and saying, oh, it's handled internally, whatever the case may be, man, that just shows you that this is a bigger deal than I think any of us initially thought, because I don't read the dirt sheets. I don't keep up with that kind of stuff personally. I don't look at, you know, Dave Meltzer or whatever. I don't know what's going on. So I'm not even sure if it's a big deal, but according to John, it is. I don't know. Toph, what do you think about that? What do you think about what John said about a Spike executive getting involved?
Yeah, I still think this whole thing is stupid, because if you trace it all back to the beginning, it's all because Chrissy can't do her job. She has one job, and she can't even do that. She's completely incompetent. She needs to get fired. That's all I got to say.
Well, I can see you just really don't like Chrissy. Will, you got anything else to add about this?
Dude, the way they tilt up that camera from the bottom to the top, that's one of my favorite things to watch about TNA Impact Wrestling. You have to admit, that is pretty... She is pretty damn good looking when they tilt her up from the camera.
She's useless.
I'm not talking about the announcing. I'm talking about the camera tilting up. That's all I'm talking about right now. You know, so it's nice to see a woman announcer, too. I do like the idea of having a woman announcer who dresses sexy, looks good, you know. Now, there are a lot of botches that she does, too. I mean, everyone botches something, you know. I mean, in wrestling, I can't tell you how many times I've botched a move that was noticeable or things like that, but people aren't going to fire me for it. They just, you know, you got to improve. You know, Chrissy's got to improve on her announcing. And I think she does a great job as far as the way she announces them into the ring. I mean, as far as her botching or forgetting things, that's going to happen. Is it noticeable? Yeah, because she's a lot newer to the announcing scene, but visually, you know, she's a very attractive woman. You know, she's a woman in Playboy. She's a noticeable name. You know, so if we just put Jeremy Borash out there, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. I don't think Jeremy Borash is not even a great announcer, in my opinion. I think Chrissy stands out a lot more than he does, you know. But, you know, I mean, there's going to be obviously be repercussions on this. But I'm hoping that it doesn't cause Aries to lose steam to where he is right now, because he's too strong in the company to lose some steam, especially in a very strong tag feud right now that's going on. So, you know, I don't think, I mean, what could they possibly do? Suspend him for 30 days? I mean, I don't think they need that right now.
Well,
Aries is one of the best things TNA has. He's one of the few reasons I still have hope in TNA. If they release him, or if he just turns into like the Zack Ryder where they just job him, I'm done with TNA. And I'm a TNA hardcore fan, because Austin Aries, he can be their CM Punk. He can be that guy to just carry the torch and move TNA to that next level. He's one of the best talents. No, he's the best talent they have. They need to just let this go. It's not even that serious. If they punish him, if they suspend him, I'm done with TNA, because this is just inexcusable. All this just because Chrissy can't do her freaking job.
Well, let me jump in real quick, guys. I just pulled up Dixie Carter's tweet. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but I'm going to tell the listeners exactly what it is. If you did not see it, it was 5:36 p.m. today, she tweeted, and I quote, TNA has zero, in capital letters, zero tolerance for inappropriate behavior. The incident with Austin Aries was taken very seriously and handled immediately, end quote.
Yep.
So that's an exact quote from the owner of the company. Now, it's obvious that this attention that the story is kind of garnering has been noticed by TNA. She says it was handled immediately, meaning as soon as he got his ass through that curtain after it happened, they did something about it. Now, what they did, I don't know. I'm not sure if they did really anything. They could have just given him a slap on the wrist for all you know. Or they could have told him, listen, you got to apologize to her. You got to go say you're sorry to Christy Hemme. Because regardless of whether she's a shit announcer or not, that's not the point. It's like Will was just saying, man, you made a perfect point there. Like, people botch in the ring all the time. The ECW fans used to get on the wrestlers and chant, you effed up, constantly.
We do it now. But, we do it every time there's a show. We do it all the time.
Yeah, it happens constantly. Yeah. I mean, how unprofessional can it possibly get? Like, if a wrestler in the ring, you know, botches something with Aries, what's he going to do? Is he going to stiff that guy? Is he going to punch him in the face the hard way and bust him open? Like,
well, you know,
I'm not saying he would.
Yeah, I mean, what we do in wrestling, if you, and this is one thing that happens all the time. I had a wrestling match just the other day. If I hit someone, if I do a move incorrectly, or I injure or I hurt someone pretty badly, they're going to give it to me back, and I'm going to understand why, because I did something to them that was wrong. So there are times where I've gotten my ass kicked because I did something wrong in the match, and I will get reprimanded for it, but I can't take it to heart because, you know what, I did something wrong too. So there's both parties have to accept responsibility for it, you know.
Absolutely.
But,
and I'm sure,
wrong,
you know,
but Aries is more wrong on his part because he should have been a bigger man about it.
Yeah, and like I said, the way Bobby Roode reacted for me was proper. I mean, you know, you can go into the bullying thing all you want, but if Aries goes in there and just kind of points his finger at Christy, he really says something to her, you know, and shows the fans, like, you know, that you know, I'm pissed off that you screwed up my entrance. That's fine. I mean, say whatever you want. But to do a sexual gesture like that, and regardless of which way you try to look at it, it was just that. It was a weird type of awkward sexual gesture. There was no reason for it. And, you know, I guess it remains to be seen what's going to happen to Austin Aries. Toph, is Impact live this week or is it a taped one?
It was live last week. So this
yeah,
week
okay.
It will be taped.
Okay, so I'm sure Aries will probably be on this week's Impact. I don't look at spoilers, so I don't know. But I don't know what's going to happen in the future if that's the way Dixie reacted and the way Spike reacted to this. So any final thoughts? And I'm sure this has been discussed constantly. I know on the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse group page on Facebook, we were talking about this, and there was a lot of different looks at this entire thing. But, Toph, man, last chance. Any final comments you want to get in on this?
Yeah, my final comments are putting the whole my dislike for Christie's incompetence aside. If I remember correctly, they're going to bring back the gut check, some of the gut check winners, and they're supposed to have a match, and I think it's going to be like a fatal four-way kind of deal or something like that. And I think the winner will be inputted into the Bound for Glory series. And whether or not Aries is going to be in that series, I think that'll kind of be a sign on whether or not you know, what his booking is going to be like. Because if he's going to be in a series, which I think most of us would agree he should be in, then I think, you know, it just basically means that they put him over to the side, you know, they give him a lecture, a slap on the wrist, and, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, that was the end of it. But if he's not in the series, then it's probably more of a Zack Ryder kind of thing, you know, more of a punishment thing, like, you know, you're going to miss out on this opportunity because you did this and blah, 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 and all that. So I'm just waiting to see whether or not Aries is going to be in the Bound for Glory series, because whether he is or not, I think that determines his punishment, if you will. That's how I see it right now.
Yeah, you got to know, too, if he's put in the Bound for Glory series, there's always the possibility that he could be completely buried within that series. You know, I've seen it happen.
Oh, like the jail thing?
Yeah, I've seen it happen. Yeah, I've seen it happen to him. Other guys, too, in the past, so I can't recall. I've seen them just not get any points where you're kind of, when it first starts, you're hoping they're going to be the guy to win it, but yet they're just not stacking up any kind of points. And hopefully that's not the case. Like I said, I'm an Aries fan. Everybody screws up, makes mistakes. But if he's going to go on Twitter and try to, you know, make fun of the fact that he made this mistake and still stay in his heel character, not kind of man up and take responsibility and you know, tell the fans, like, what, my bad. That's all you had to say was, my bad, sorry. That's it. Yeah, you say that, and the entire thing goes away, which I think is kind of happening with Jay Briscoe, which we talked about. TLD, any final thoughts on Austin Aries?
Well, I know this is kind of, like, off topic, but in a way, I would say that tonight we are definitely sponsored by Fruity Pebbles tonight. Treats, might I add. But otherwise, not much else to say about it. I mean, he's not – I mean, I don't think on the wrestling scene, I don't think he's going to be punished for it. I think we're going to see him every week. You know, he might not win the tag belts, which might be the punishment, but big deal. He's Austin Aries. He doesn't need a belt. You know, that's how good he really is at it. You know, so I think everything's going to turn out just fine the way it is. I mean, I think we just had so many controversies this week and that it all just exploded into one nice conversation that we're having this evening.
So not to get off topic, JR, are we going to talk about Ziggler's concussion tonight or no?
That was going to be the final thing we were going to talk about before we were going to wrap it up a little bit early. I planned on doing a two-hour show, but I'm not feeling that great, so we're going to cut it just a little bit. And that's what we're going to talk about right now, Toph. So you're jumping the gun a little bit, and that's awesome. But Dolph Ziggler, obviously, everybody knows by now, last week at SmackDown, he suffered a severe concussion. Jack Swagger kicked him directly in the head. Obviously, it wasn't on purpose. He didn't do it to him on purpose because it completely changed the entire look of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view now. But Dolph Ziggler, you know, they said he's got some kind of light dementia and forgot a couple days of his life there, and it looks like he'll be out of the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. And concussions are serious, serious business. You know, I'm a big sports fan, not just professional wrestling. I watch all the big sports except not a lot of hockey. But those guys, hockey players, football players, you're getting concussions in just about every play. They're banging on every – you're getting hit to the wall in hockey. You're cracking into another player in football constantly. You're concussing your head all the time. And we've seen the effects from these concussions in not only professional football but also in professional wrestling with the suicide rates, the early deaths. A lot of that can be traced back to concussions. You know, the one guy we can always talk about with this is Chris Benoit. And I don't want to make this a Chris Benoit conversation, but there's no question about it that he suffered hundreds, if not thousands, of concussions throughout his career doing that freaking headbutt. There's no doubt about it that he got a minor concussion, which a concussion is just a bruise to the brain, folks. That's all it is. No matter how minor or how severe it is, that's concussion, when your brain gets a little bruise on it. And those things add up, especially if you're continually taking unprotected chair shots and whatnot. So concussions are very controversial. I think WWE is handling them right now better than they ever have. They're really kind of taking this to the extreme, which they should. You know, you go back to another guy we could bring up is Chris Nowinski. A lot of people remember him as Chris Harvard. Concussions ended his career, his wrestling career, and now he's steamheading I can't remember what it's called, but it's some kind of he's getting brains from different athletes, and he's like in charge of this whole entire initiative to try to study these brains and get more knowledge about concussions. And Mick Foley even said that after he passed away, he'll donate his brain to Chris Harvard and whatnot. So, Dolph Ziggler out of the pay-per-view. He'll now be Alberto Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. I quit match for the number one contendership to Dolph Ziggler's championship when he eventually recovers. But TLD, man, Dolph Ziggler suffers a concussion. WWE takes the proper precautions about it. What's your take on the way WWE has handled concussions? Not only just now, which they seem to be doing the right way, but also in the past.
Well, in the past, I mean, back then, they could probably give two shits about that because that was not seen as an issue because a lot of wrestlers would not want to take breaks because if they lost time, what happens, Jay, when they're not on TV? What happens?
You're not making any money.
Well, besides that, what do you lose?
You're losing your spot.
You lose your spot. That was the biggest thing, and that was the biggest complaint why a lot of wrestlers in the business just don't leave the business because they just don't – they have to cling on their spot. And New Jack, if you remember, was talking about that with us at the PWS show. Like, he doesn't want to be one of these guys that's always clinging on to professional wrestling. There's other things he can do, you know. And now they're taking the proper precautions with no chair shots, no pile drivers, you know, watching stuff to the back of the head. There's a reason why UFC doesn't allow shots to the back of the head. You know, it causes permanent damage, you know, and that's an illegal move in UFC when back in the day it wasn't allowed. Do you remember when that rule was changed? Because I don't recall.
Yeah, when UFC started to, you were never allowed to rabbit punch in the UFC. And you could never, you weren't supposed to do that at all. That's always, it's always been a rule. But I don't think they necessarily stopped the fight if you did. Now if you're doing that, they will halt the fight.
Yeah, I'm sure you can lose your fighting. I don't know if it's a license or not, but you can definitely lose. You may not be allowed to, you know, fight there. But, you know, WWE is doing the same thing now where they're going to make sure Dolph Ziggler can work another 4 or 5 years in the industry by giving him a proper break. They didn't strip him of the title, so obviously he's not going to be gone long enough to where they feel like he's going to be out for a while. And they're doing it the right way. And no one can argue that WWE did something wrong here. Like, you know, Ziggler, especially going into a ladder match where he's required to take bumps from very serious conditions. You know, it's a very risky move, and they can't do that. And Ziggler, I'm sure, was happy to take the break, and, you know, I'm sure it would be willing to go out there and wrestle just like he does every night. He steals the show. But this is a situation where I'm glad he's not taking a risk. Well, I'm glad WWE, more specifically, is not taking the risk.
Absolutely. You know, he'd go out there. If it was up to him, he'd go out there and wrestle, no question about it. Just like in the NFL, you have to drag these guys off the field sometimes. Sometimes the guy by the name of Junior Seau just last year committed suicide. Junior Seau was one of the best professional football linebackers in history, and he suffered numerous concussions throughout his career, and there's a lot of controversy right now about what's going to happen with his brain. And the NFL actually got control of his brain. They're going to, you know, do a lot of tests on it and try to figure out exactly what the cause of his suicide was, but they've already pinpointed as he had some kind of dementia that just wasn't noticed, that nobody knew about, that he was kind of keeping trapped inside of him, his issues that he was having mentally, because of all the trauma he took to his head. Now, wrestlers, you got to protect him as much as possible. So Dolph Ziggler's the type of guy who's always taking risks. He's always flopping all over the place, selling unlike anybody in the entire business. Every single move he takes looks like he gets outright killed on. So a lot of these shots he takes, a lot of these falls he takes, he's probably causing minor concussions. And this shot by Jack Swagger, you know, put it right overboard. You know, this gave him the ultimate concussion, and it's affecting, you know, his well-being right now. Toe, if you wanted to talk about this, what are your thoughts on Dolph Ziggler's concussion?
You know, one thing that's not really helping is Del Rio and Swagger have very stiff kicks. You know that one move where it's like Del Rio kind of puts the opponent on their knees and he just kind of does that mini super kick and he kicks them right on the chin. And Swagger kind of has like a running kick thing. When Aries had his babyface run in TNA last year, one of the things he did right before the brainbuster was he kind of did like a stiff kick to the shoulder. And if you notice, Aries stopped doing that. Because there was Jeff Hardy there was a match they had, a house show, where Aries had did that kick on Hardy, and it like literally knocked him out cold. And so Aries stopped doing that stiff kick. So you know, concussions, they build up over time. So the fact that Ziggler has consistently been taking those stiff kicks from Del Rio and Swagger week after week probably didn't do it any favors. I think, to me, what really started it was on that Raw where Swagger just kind of went crazy and he had the ladder. It was that little ladder swing he gave Ziggler, and Ziggler kind of sold it wrong because, you know, sometimes when there's a ladder, people throw the ladder, because if you remember, he threw the ladder at Del Rio. I think Ziggler thought Swagger was going to throw it at him, and Ziggler sold it as if it was being thrown, but really he just whacked him with it like he was a fly swatter or something, and Ziggler fell right on his head. So, yeah, they really need to tone down those stiff kicks. Wade Barrett has one, too, but when he does his kick, it's usually in the torso, so it's not as bad. But that probably really didn't help Ziggler. As far as Ziggler being out of Extreme Rules, I am disappointed, not necessarily more so for him. But I was looking forward to seeing a good old-fashioned ladder match, because as we've talked about before, we see Money in the Bank matches and we see TLC matches, but we very rarely actually see a ladder match by itself, you know, outside of Christian. And, you know, since all three guys have their own valets, I thought that it would be a very interesting match for the spots. So, you know, but I hope he gets better and I hope he, you know, heals soon because concussions are very serious and, you know, just hope he gets better.
Yeah, he really needs to take as much time as possible to get better from this. Even though he's the world heavyweight champion, you know, give it a couple weeks, get better. I still think they can do this match. There's still a way to work around it, you know. You have an I Quit match coming. He will be a number one contender. But I think in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a triple threat ladder match or if it's just a one-on-one between Del Rio and Ziggler, which I think will be the case come Extreme Rules, I think Del Rio walks out the winner. But regardless of what you do, I think the match will still happen. But, yeah, they're serious business. I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched Mick Foley's recent DVD, which is freaking awesome, by the way. I just want to put that out there. If you want to purchase the Blu-ray or DVD, head on over to the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Amazon store. Help support the show in the meantime. You just go to the Amazon store, buy the DVD just like you normally would, and we get a small portion to pay the Blog Talk Radio bill, which is horrible. But anyway, the DVD is awesome. Mick Foley was great in the documentary, but he talks about how, you know, he told Vince, I'm starting to get some memory loss. And as soon as he said that, because he was talking about, like, how he had some knee issues, and McMahon was like, oh, we could find a way to work around your knees. But as soon as he said memory loss, forget about it. Vince was like, you're done. That's it. I know he still came back and he worked against Edge or whatever, but, you know, that was it for Mick Foley in WWE. He had his little run in TNA, but as soon as he said, hey, memory loss, and that was it. So WWE, they understand it. If a performer's going to complain of any kind of memory loss, concussions, headaches, they're going to take them off the road immediately, and rightfully so. That's what needs to happen. There needs to be more awareness for concussions on a daily, weekly basis in professional wrestling. I want to see it across the board. I want to see it in Ring of Honor. I sometimes watch these Japan matches or Ring of Honor matches that are just super stiff, and I'm not a fan of that style anymore. I liked it for a while, but now it's just getting old and boring to me when I see Davey Richards just kick, you know, somebody in the head like five times in a row and then hit them with a ridiculous clothesline, then suplex them, then they get up and clothesline him, and it's just back and forth, stiff action. In a way, it's kind of cool, I guess, but you just look at the damage these guys are doing to their bodies. You could ask Nigel McGuinness, man. He's done wrestling. He can't take any more of that abuse. You think if he, his body and his brain could take it, he wouldn't still do it? Of course he would, but, man, he knows when it's time to cut it quits. And I watched that guy just ram his head directly into the steel post over and over again by Bryan Danielson, like not even putting his hand up to protect it at all. His head was just smacking the post, and he was bleeding, and it was brutal, and he was getting a concussion every time that happened. So concussions are serious business, and professional wrestling as a whole needs to just continue to get better with handling the situation. I'm not saying to let these guys wear helmets out there, but, you know, some if a wrestler's complaining about a head injury, take it seriously. TLD, any final comments on concussions in professional wrestling?
No, I think we learned from when we watched the Chris Benoit story that, you know, and the movie that's coming out pretty soon of that, you know, we have to understand that that kind of a situation could have been caused by something like this. And now, not only is WWE doing it, but all sports now are taking a real look at brain injuries and concussions and what they could do to somebody. And they have, and ever since that Chris Benoit case, every sport now has been very cautious on letting players go out there when they have that kind of a condition. And WWE, if it wasn't for that case of Chris Benoit happening, I don't know if today we would have that kind of a, you know, big thing, you know, talking about it. That really affected every sport, the way they look at injuries now, so.
It did, but even in football, man, there was guys that even before Chris Benoit, these old-time football players in the NFL, they were saying that, you know, hey, we're losing our memories, we're getting dementia, we're getting Alzheimer's. There's got to be a reason. There was just way too many of the original gridiron warriors that were getting these diseases with their brains, you know. So the NFL started looking at this before Chris Benoit, but of course, yeah, absolutely, that and what happened to such an extreme, yeah, that definitely went across the board in all sports. Toe, final thoughts and comments on concussions in professional wrestling?
They're a very serious threats, and they should be taken very seriously.
Absolutely.
Hope Ziggler gets well soon.
Yeah, no question about it. And we'll talk about Chris Benoit. I'm already scheduling this show. On the dreaded anniversary, we'll have a full-blown Chris Benoit discussion, and you can look forward to that in June. Everybody has a different opinion on it, and I want to hear everybody's opinion. So keep it here, PWP Radio. Next week on the show, we will have Pro Wrestling Syndicate promoter joining the show one more time. We'll have Eric Plesko with us. He's the man. He's a great guy, and we'll be talking about CWS and what's been going on there. A lot of topics. They're one of the hottest independent wrestling groups out there. So Eric Plesko will join us. And in two weeks' time, I'm still waiting on confirmation, but we have it scheduled that none other than the Disco Inferno himself, Glenn Gilberti, will join us live here on 12,000 Powerhouse Radio. Yes, Disco Fever is coming to PWP Radio.
Don't tease me like that, Jay.
We got to get confirmation.
That's like a big moment in my career.
It's going to be fun. It'll be great. Toph, what do you think? We got the Disco Inferno coming on the show, man. That's got to be awesome for you, being a big WCW fan, huh?
Best TV champ of all time. So I got to say.
Vastly. People love Fandango. If you like Fandango, you got to go back and watch some Disco Inferno. He did
the original
whole thing.
The Fandango.
Yeah, he did this whole thing the right way.
Yeah, I remember his stuff with Alex, right?
I don't know. I don't know where that guy is, man. I think it would be great. I should tell Eric to bring him in for a Pro Wrestling Syndicate show. But tomorrow night, Oh You Didn't Know Radio will be live here on the network at 9 p.m. Join John, JCD, Demicelli, and Toph will be. You're going to be on tomorrow night, right, Toph?
Yes.
Okay. Join them on Oh You Didn't Know Radio. There will be an absolutely great discussion. I'm sure they'll touch on some of the topics if anything happens with his Austin Aries situation or whatever. They'll touch on that tomorrow night and also discuss all the latest news and rumors in professional wrestling. And next week, right here, join us live. So for TLD, JCD, and Toph, this is Jersey Strong Jay signing off tonight. Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio, episode number 35. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Take care.